Welcome to Sound Advice. Welcome to Sound Advice podcast, brought to you from Ballard's LLP, Chartered Accountants. My name is Steve Jones and I'm a partner here at Ballard's. And I'm joined by my colleague and fellow partner, Sean Devlin. Afternoon, Sean.
Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
Yeah, really good, thanks. So today's episode, we're going to keep it super focused. And this is a special, specific podcast that we're recording purely for members of the Chamber of Commerce. And we're going to be talking about something that's super close to my heart and, of course, to your own heart, Sean, and that is digital transformation. So this is totally sort of your world, Sean. You do this day in, day out. Just before we go into the sort of meat and bones on this, and I think we're probably going to see if we can keep this one nice and succinct and probably wrap it up in 10 minutes or so. But for listeners to this and Chamber of Commerce members, you're going to want to listen to this 10 minutes and you're going to want to listen to through to the end, because we've got an absolutely awesome special offer exclusive to Chamber of Commerce members. So make sure you have a listen to that and see if that's something you're interested in. So, Sean, in 30 seconds, who are you? What do you do?
Yes, so my name's Sean Devlin. I'm the IT and digital transformation partner here at Ballard's, where we help our clients by delivering IT and digital advisory services. Before moving into consultancy, I'd spent the previous 20-odd years in industry. I worked in several sectors, so retail, manufacturing, software development, even did a stint in government as well, where I've been leading large digital transformation projects. So I've kind of been there, done it, got the t-shirt, got the war wounds, now took all that knowledge and experience and moved into consultancy, where I'm now helping OMBs and SMEs apply this knowledge and helping them with their digital transformations.
Yeah, and you know, digital transformation, we could sit here for an hour and talk about the benefits from it and the different sides of the business that it touches, basically making use of all of the opportunities that the digital world affords to your business. And that could be helping logistics, that could be helping client interaction, that could be getting feedback from customers, that could be improving systems for existing staff, which subsequently leads on to better retention and better performance from staff. It can be literally, it can touch every single part of the business, as well as the simple straightforward stuff like processes and streamlining and profitability. So it's a massive space, digital, and effectively, Sean, what you and your guys do is look at those opportunities, focus on and highlight what opportunities are there for a business, help with that selection, help with that implementation, and of course help with that adoption of that technology. It's all well and good putting technology into a business, but as we both know, super important then to make sure it's adopted and used fully. So, okay, so there's obviously a first step in digital transformation, because it is a journey, that word, a journey, but it is a journey, isn't it, really? So what is the first step? Where do we start? You know, stage one, what do we do, Sean?
So the first step for me is a current state assessment. The best way to look at this, let's think about a simple analogy. So if you think about when you're planning a journey, so take a train journey, for example. So it could be any type of journey, it could be a business meeting, you have to visit friends, relatives, whatever, it doesn't really matter what the journey is. But the three things that you know are where you want to go, so your destination, you know where you're starting from, and you've got an idea of what time you want to get there. So you go on to Trainline, I suppose, where the booking services are available, but the first question it asks you is, what is your origin station? So where are you starting? And this is key to your journey. So where are you starting from? Where is your current location? It's not until you answer this question that you get to see the options for the rest of the journey. So where you're going, what time you need to start your journey, what time, how long it's going to take you to get to your desired location. It's only once you specify that starting point or your current location and you select your future location when you get to see the journey options. So, for example, do you want a first class ticket so your journey is more comfortable? Or are you just interested in getting to that final location as cheap as possible? What type of train do you want? So are you going to purchase that direct ticket that gets you to your final future state as soon as possible, but will cost you the most? Or do you want to go on that slower train, which has maybe got more stops, or you may have to change along the way you're still getting to that same future state, that same future location, but it's just taking you longer to get there, but you're doing it at a cheaper cost. So you can see that the key to making your journey choices is about specifying that starting location, about specifying your current state. And the same is true with digital transformation. A current state assessment is about assessing your current capabilities. It's about identifying your current IT-related risks and then understanding where the opportunities and areas of improvement are. Basically, it's getting that overall understanding of where you are starting from. I sum it up, and you'll often hear me saying to clients, is how can you really determine where you want to go and what direction you want to take if you don't know where you're starting from? And that's where you're starting from, is that current state assessment.
So, okay, that makes sense. So explain to me then, businesses are big, businesses are different. What are the areas that you look at during this current state assessment phase?
Yeah, that's a good question. So a current state assessment can be tailored to a client's needs, but there's typical areas that we will look at. So we will go to a customer site and we'll understand what their system landscape is. So that's what are the current systems that you're currently in use? How old are they? What suppliers are they from? Are they supported? We'll then look at how these systems are integrated. So how data feeds in between these systems. Is it manual? Is it automated? And just that general flow of data. And then on the subject of data, we'll look at what data is available, the quality of that data, and also how easy it is to retrieve and report on. We will look at the underlying IT infrastructure and the underlying architecture to understand what these systems are actually running on and how they're supported. We'll look at your third-party support agreement. So what agreements have you got in place with support partners or software partners that look after your systems? Then a key bit is we will look at and map out the key business processes. So this is working with your colleagues to understand what they are actually doing on a day-to-day basis and what systems they're using. And I stress here on the word actually. So this is finding out what they're actually doing, not what they say they're doing, but the actual processes that they're following, and ask them, why is it you do something this way? Why is it you do it like this? Why not like X? Why not like Y? But also understand the customer base. So who are your customers? What levels of service are you providing to your customers? And how is this being monitored? How do you know when you're delivering a good service? We will look at the service lines to understand what services you're providing, either internally or to clients, and how you monitor that success. We understand who the suppliers are. So what are the critical suppliers to your business? How are you interacting with them? How are you sharing data with them? We'll look at employee capabilities. So how capable are your staff with using IT systems? And we're identifying those areas where there may be reluctance to change. And then we look at KPIs. So what are the KPIs you use in your business? How these are generated and how these are monitored. And then finally, while we're gathering all the information for all these different areas, we're doing a SWOT analysis along the way. So SWOT stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. So we're gathering the SWOT analysis on all of these areas while we're looking at them.
Okay, so there's loads to look at there, and I'm sure that you probably haven't even covered off all of them there. So if there's so much, just keeping to our sort of timelines on this, my first concern would be as a business owner, is it intrusive? How much of my time does it take?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a good question, but we're experts at working alongside staff. We immerse ourselves into those businesses. So yeah, we will need time from some of the colleagues to explain their processes and procedures, but we're usually sitting alongside them as they're doing their day jobs. So people don't find it intrusive. We've done this before. We know the questions, the probing questions to ask to get this information as quickly as possible.
My second question would be, okay, well, what do I get? You know what I like, Sean. I like something in my hands. I like to know what I'm going to receive. So what is it, a form of report? Is it a feedback meeting? Tell our listeners what they actually get out as an output.
Yeah, so the output and the powerful part is the current state assessment report. So this report pulls all this information together in one single place. So it documents the state of each of the areas that we've talked about easily, so you can easily see all that information in one place. So for example, the systems I'd put into a systems landscape diagram, along with all the integrations and data flows displayed in one simple diagram that you can look at. So we get all that information in one place. You would then get the SWOT analysis, so that will give you the strengths, the weaknesses, opportunities and threats, along with a RAG status, so that's kind of red, amber, green, for each area that we've looked at. And then finally, and I think really the most important bit, we include an overall set of actionable recommendations listed in priority order. And the key word here is actionable. These aren't woolly recommendations. They're real-life recommendations that can be taken away and progressed. As well as putting these recommendations in priority order, I also give an indication of the potential impact, the complexity to implement, and also an estimated cost against each of these recommendations. And we don't just send you this report. We will come back in and walk through this report with you to make sure that you understand the contents, you understand the recommendations, and we answer any questions that you may have.
Yeah, and that's the key thing, isn't it, really? Because we started this conversation, and you said that, you know, before you came into consultancy, and that's a scary word, consultancy, because a lot of the time when people hear consultant, they think, oh, you know, it's all just, you know, fluff and hot air. These are actionable, hands-on. You can pick them up and do these things. That's right, isn't it, Sean?
Exactly that. So you won't see any jargon, you won't see any buzzwords, you won't see any recommendations that you'll read and think, what on earth does that mean? These are real-life, actionable recommendations.
And they're all categorized, as you're saying, to the red, amber, green, so people can see what's the low-hanging fruit, what's the longer journey, perhaps with a bigger sort of bigger sort of prize at the end of it, all categorized so people can see in clear sort of picture form or color form, you know, what their options are in front of them. And you also sort of talk through those, don't you?
Exactly.
And take people through those as well. Great. Okay, great. So all sounds very sensible. You've got bags of experience. You've done this before. You've done 100+ of these current state assessments. You know, I know for a fact, because I've heard you say it many times before, Sean, you know, you have never once carried out a current state assessment and had a client not learn something from their business. Is that fair to say?
That's exactly true, Steve. I mean, the amount of times when I'm having these initial discussions, you will hear business owners say to me, well, what can you tell me about my business that I don't already know?
Yeah, of course.
And it's not until you get under the bonnet and you really understand what people are actually doing, and you're pulling all this information together from these various silos and various operations, you put it all together, put the recommendations through. Like you say, I've done 100+ of these, and every single time I've had the reaction where a business owner's gone to me, well, I didn't know that was happening, or that's great. So yeah, that's totally true.
Absolutely. So okay, fine. So what have we got for our Chamber of Commerce listeners? A special offer exclusive to listeners?
Exactly that, right, Steve. So for Chamber members who have a business with £1 million turnover or higher, we're offering a 50% discount on conducting this current state assessment. So that's me spending time on site with you, going through all the areas that I discussed previously, producing that current state report with the actionable recommendations, and then that also presenting that back to the client. And that's all for a one-off reduced fee of £1,499.
Great. Excellent. Okay. So just to repeat that, that's an exclusive offer for Hereford and Worcestershire Chamber of Commerce members only, 50% off your current state assessment. And how would someone go about, you know, starting that conversation, Sean?
Literally, just reach out to us. I'm happy to have a no obligation call just to talk through in more detail what the steps are. We then get that organised. I put together a project plan for you, showing you the steps and the meetings we're going to have, and away we go, really.
Yeah. And, you know, look, I'm super, you know, super passionate about this area, you know that, but also I've been through this experience. I've been through this experience with you, Sean, as well as seeing you deliver this service to a number of clients already. And it really is a high impact, high output report that you get. So, you know, anyone listening, if they're not sure, get in contact. Start the conversation with Sean. You know, if it's not for you, it's not for you, of course, but start the conversation. Start, you know, to have that exploratory conversation, and let's see if we can help you and your business on your first steps on your digital journey. So great. Okay, Sean, thanks a lot for your time. Catch you on the next one.
Cheers, bye.